Jesus died for somebody's sins, but not mine. Milton, pot of thieves, wild cord on my sleeve, thick heart of stone, my sins my own, they belong to me, me. People say beware, but I don't care. The words are just rules and regulations to me, me.
That was Patti Smith with Gloria. You are listening to My Parents' Record Collection with me, Abby Blackburn. Unfortunately, my regular co-presenter, Mr. Tom Patterson, has decided that he's got some other friends apart from me and gone on a stag do in Leicester, so I am presenting all on my own today. And as such, I am going to be entirely self-indulgent and just play things that I want to play. And so I'm going to tell you all about my trip to Green Man Festival in the Brecon Beacons in Wales this summer. And so to start that off, this is Mac DeMarco with Goodbye Weekend.
Sometimes rough, but generally speaking, I'm fine. If you don't agree with the things that go on within my life, well, honey, that's fine. There's no point in wasting your time. Sort me, place me. Stepping out of line. Give me another something to be. May help out the country boy, but it won't work out on me. So don't go telling me how this boy should be leading his own life. Sometimes rough, but generally speaking, I'm fine. If you don't agree with the things that go on my life, well, honey, that's fine. Just know that you're wasting your time. Sometimes rough, but generally speaking, I'm fine. If you don't agree with the things that go on within my life, well, honey, that's fine. Just know that you're wasting your time.
So that was Mac DeMarco with Goodbye Weekend, and he was probably my highlight of my first day at Green Man. But when you go and see someone like Mac DeMarco, who has got a very keen fan base but aren't majorly famous, you see tons of people dressed exactly the same. So everyone had baseball caps and checky shirts that were really oversized, and Mac DeMarco is completely mental. At the end of the set, he did a stage dive, which you're not really supposed to do because of health and safety. And then he climbed up the scaffolding inside the tent and took a jump right into the middle. Which, it was good fun, but also I feared for my life. But the next person I'm going to play, Nick Mulvey, definitely did not do that, as it was very acoustic and on a Sunday afternoon when everyone was just sitting in the sun and relaxing. So this is Meet Me There.
After all the people picking, people picking, people apart, my love. after all the dealing, the hooking and reeling along from the start. Oh, there's a field, meet me there. Out beyond rightness and wrong, meet me there. Woman, you're living, loving, you're leading me on. I'm alive, sweet woman, keep loving me, oh. Cause they wake up every morning with the cradle in their hands, and they pretend it's a game, acting like the only place the truth could ever live was up in Shacklewell Lane. Yesterday takes me so long to say, but I need you to know, darling, you show by leaving me so. The only way to hold on is keep letting go. Oh, there's a field, meet me there. You know I'm on my way.
Now, wasn't that nice? So that was Meet Me There by Nick Mulvey. I actually saw Nick Mulvey 3 times last year, which makes me sound like a right keen bean. But unfortunately, I couldn't manage to get tickets to see him at the Brood now. So if somebody wants to give me one, you'll be my biggest fan ever. We've got quite an international listener base today, because in Paris, Romina is listening with her flatmates, who are not on a year abroad, but she is. And the next song I'm going to play has got a rather international theme, but more in the title. It's from Neutral Milk Hotel, who I think were probably the highlight of my weekend at Green Man. They were last on, and they refused to have their picture taken. Everybody had to promise not to take a picture. Everyone else was filmed and put on big screens, but they weren't filmed or put on big screens. They hardly said hello. They just played their music, and it was a very sort of organic way of listening to music, which I don't really think that we get anymore, because so many people are wanting to take a picture and put it online, take a selfie. I mean, don't get me wrong, I've already been taking selfies in the studio today, but as an experience, it's something really special. And Neutral Milk Hotel, if you haven't heard of them, are very reclusive as a band, which you can probably imagine from refusing to have their picture taken. And they released this album, In the Aeroplane Over the Sea, which is their second album, I think. And it's all about Anne Frank, but some of their songs are a bit uncomfortable about Anne Frank. And my favourite song on the album is Oh Comely, but that's 9 minutes long and it's also got some words I'm not sure that LSR would like me to play on the radio. So instead, this is Holland 1945.
2, 1, 2, 3, 4. The only girl I've ever
that was Holland 1945. On the chat box, somebody called Divine Losers says, Holland 1945, one of my favourite songs. Missed it when I saw them live, Heartbreak. I think that I would probably be crying if I missed that. But I went to Green Man with two of my best friends, Ellen and Robert, and Ellen did want to go and see Neutral Milk Hotel, but she wanted to go and see Real Estate more, so she didn't go. A once-in-a-lifetime opportunity gone. But she had a great time, so that's what live music's all about, really. My parents, I think, are listening to my parents' record collection, but I don't know whether they'll be listening to the whole show, because I think that Strictly Come Dancing might be on soon, or it might be on now. So if my mum and dad want to go and watch that, then I completely understand, because no doubt Mel B thought that that song that I just played was whiny. Here's one that's not whiny and that I think she probably will like. It is Stay Gold by First Aid Kit.
Sun shone high those few summer days, left us in a soft, wide-eyed haze. It shone like gold. It shone like gold. But just as the moon, it shall stray. So
So that was Stay Gold by First Aid Kit, and Romina just sent me a message saying, hey Abs, did you go to Green Man Festival? And you know, I did, but that's the end of me talking about it now. As I said before, Tom isn't with me today. And it's a bit weird being on my own in the studio. It's a bit like having a conversation with yourself, albeit quite a nice one. But he is here in spirit, or actually in photograph form, because as part of your first show, you have to have a picture taken with a whiteboard that says your show name on. And when I was in first year, my friend Kim once couldn't come to a night out that everyone else could for somebody's birthday. And so we cut her face out and put it on a wooden spoon and then took it out with us. So we've got pictures in a few clubs of Kim on a wooden spoon. And so I've recreated that now, but this isn't quite as nice a spoon, taken from our kitchen that I've used it this week to cook with while the other one was brand new. But it's got Tom's picture on from when he was a guest on Big Brother's Little Brother, and was interviewed on the television, and it's fantastic. And I think I'm going to treasure it forever. So I apologise to my housemates who are not going to have use of this wooden spoon anymore, because it's just Tom now. Like I said earlier, we've got some listeners abroad, and in Paris with Romina, we have Nola, Charlotte and Vicky, and they're all, I'm sure, having a lovely time visiting her. And they're not free men in Paris, but free women in Paris. But this is Joni Mitchell.
To decide, you know I go back there tomorrow, but for the work I've taken on, stoking the star maker machinery behind the popular song.
Live from Leeds University Union.
This is Leeds Student Radio.
Well, that was a bit funky, wasn't it? That was a nice thing there. That was Joni Mitchell with Free Man in Paris, as Romina is a free woman in Paris. I've got a really exciting new feature coming up. Tom and I both really like female singers, because who doesn't? People who say I don't like female singers are stupid. But we particularly like girl groups. And if you're unfortunate enough to be my friend, you may well have heard me going on about how I believe that About You Now by the Sugar Babes is the single greatest song of the 21st century, which, let's be honest, it is. But we really like girl groups, and so we're starting a new feature which is all about the development of the girl group from the 1960s to the present day. So later on in the show, we've got the Chantels and the Story Sisters, who are sort of the girl groups before the Phil Spector Wall of Sound kind of girl groups, who I think we'll be covering next week. So you'll hear things like Be My Baby and Motown stuff and everything that's really famously 60s girl group, but this is just a little bit before that, and I think it's really nice. And I will also be playing Metronomy, obviously, because I'm obsessed with Metronomy. I'd never listened to them before the summer, and I'm just constantly listening to them now, and everyone must be sick of me going on and on about them. But before that, this is Best Coast with Our Deal.
When you leave,
was Best Coast with Our Deal. I really got into Best Coast when I was at school because my friend Maisie really liked them as well. And I don't know whether Maisie's listening today, but she is the reason. I don't know whether she knows that she is, but she is. And so yeah, I'm gonna play the Chantels now. And this song, I have a version by the Shangri-Las, which Tom always says in that way because I once said it that way on our very first radio show. I pronounced it, well, I enunciated it like that. And that's not usually how I talk, but now it's sort of happened. But the Shangri-Las version is a live version with lots of screaming teenagers because obviously it was the 1960s and it was the beginning of real obsessive pop music. I mean, people were obviously obsessed with like the Great Caruso or whatever, some crooners before then, but there's something about young people making music that sends people into obsessive ecstasy, really. But I think that this version, which is from a bit earlier on, is just infinitely nicer. So this is the Chantels with Maybe. So that was Maybe by the Chantels. My friend Louise G has got in contact to say that she likes my radio voice. And I'm not doing one a bit like this, thankfully. But I guess that you sort of do put on a bit of a radio voice, like when you do a telephone voice. Maybe my radio voice is like that. But wasn't that a lovely song? And this next one is probably even lovelier. It is Sincerely by the Maguire Sisters.
Say you'll
Well, that was Sincerely by the Maguire Sisters. I actually looked the Maguire Sisters up online and they are real siblings, which probably explains why their voices melt into one another so nicely. Louise is having her tea with her friend Harriet and listening. I'm not sure this is what she usually does when she's having her tea. I imagine she probably watches Hollyoaks, but it's Saturday, so Hollyoaks isn't on. And I hope Joanna's enjoying it as well. And this is Eddie My Love by the Teen Queens.
This is Leeds Student Radio.
So that was Eddie My Love by the Teen Queens. It sort of makes you feel like you're in an American high school, like in Greece, even though all the music in Greece is of completely the wrong era for when it's set, but that sort of everybody in their prom dresses and driving in their Cadillacs to see an outdoor movie. Well, there's also obviously at that time some bad boys, and this is going to be my last song of the girl groups, and it's quite a short one. And bad boys always drive motorcycles, don't they? So this is Bad Motorcycle by the Story Sisters.
By the hand, and he told me how sweet, and I knew by the way he spoke, he was a
I'm going to move us firmly back into this century now, and this year, in fact. My sister has been messaging me, asking me to play the Spice Girls, despite the fact that she is at work, I think, and not even listening. And I promise that I will play the Spice Girls one show this semester, but I do have a pop song coming up later. But I'm not going to play that now. Sorry, Sophie. Instead, I'm going to play Reservoir by Metronomy. And I think that Love Letters by Metronomy, I read a review of it, and it said that it's an album with layers. And every time you listen to it, you peel something back and you get so much more from the song than you did the first time you listened to it. So this is Reservoir by Metronomy. That was Reservoir by Metronomy from their album Love Letters. I like Metronomy because they mix electronic music and pop music, especially on their more recent albums. They've sort of come together, which is really, really nice. I mean, I like electronic music as well, but I like to be able to hear what people are saying and understand it as well. As I said, Tom will be back next week. He'll have returned from Leicester, where he has been go-karting, and no doubt he's out partying now. with the rest of the Stags, but I hope he isn't too unwell, and that he can make it back to our show next week, where we will be starting our new features properly. We'll have moved on to our next lot of girl groups, and you can expect to hear the Shirelles and the Crystals and lots of lovely bands like that. We'll also be playing you some rather awful singles by people who used to be in famous pop groups. So watch out, Anthony Costa. You better beware, because you'll be on Leeds Student Radio in the next few weeks. And we'll probably start playing some covers as well. But to end, this is Taylor Swift with Shake It Off. Listen in next week, please. Shake.